It's time for Arts Live and Local, and I'm sure you must be listening in Halifax. Happy belated happy birthday, although I sent you some songs. And I want to send out a big happy birthday to my friend and neighbor and the person who is responsible for me being here in Brownsmead in Oregon, and that would be my friend Ted. He's getting older by the day. That was special. So, Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffee since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the Old Finnish Meat Market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. And speaking of birthdays, this is their 20th. They're the youngest. Esther Street Opry also sponsors Arts Live and Local with their 28th season of Shanghai in Astoria. And it is opening this Thursday night. That would have been yesterday, last night. They opened. And they will be running all summer. Tickets and information are now available by calling 503-325-6104 or online at AsterStreetOperyCompany.com, and you will have a chance to hear how it went last night because they had a bang-up barbecue to open their 28th season. And we got a bang-up show. There is so much going on in the community, but we're going to start out with some folks who actually have kindly scheduled their event, not only for Sunday afternoon, since they are Sunday afternoon live, but for July 22nd. Let's have a listen to Muriel Anderson and Tierra Negro. World Flamenco, Tierra Negra, and Muriel Anderson. And, I love it. The cover photograph has the dancer with the guitar in her hand. She's doing double duty. So I'm going to bring them down and introduce my guests from Sunday Afternoon Live, and that is in Raymond, Washington. And my most regular from the very beginning is Virginia Carlson. Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
Glad to have you back,
it's
always.
It's wonderful to be here.
And another one who has been here many times, Cecilia Seaman. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, how are you, Carol?
And Cecilia, have you ever had a Newfoundland dog?
No.
Okay. Well,
but
this
I've
is,
known them.
You know. Because we've been announcing that it's Seaman's Day coming up, and that's the Newfoundland dog who came over with Lewis and Clark. So you get a announced your name at least. And my third guest is Anne Mergens, whom I hadn't met before. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you.
And Anne is, I gather, one of the originals. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
So, you know, since it's summer and since there are a lot of new people listening, no doubt, not to mention the fact that we're all over the world, why don't you give us a short recap on how this whole Sunday Afternoon Live came about?
Well, it's a grassroots effort. We're ending our ninth year, and we started with just a group of about four ladies got together and decided that they needed to hear some live music on Sunday afternoons. And it's grown from three concerts the first year in churches to up to 10 concerts a year at the Raymond Theater.
And not just any concerts.
That's right.
These are spectacular. You have brought in people from all over the place. Where do you get your acts?
Well,
for example,
from a variety.
For example, this one.
This one I actually heard about at Conference Arts Northwest in Bellevue last year. And we didn't see her perform, but at one time, three of the board members had her playing in her CD playing in our car, and we decided we have to have this person.
Absolutely.
And so they were supposed to be here for Father's Day, but it was postponed because one of the fellows from Germany had trouble with the visa. So we seldom postpone, mm-hmm. and usually our season is over for the summer, but they are coming July 22nd.
And I'm reading that Muriel Anderson is actually on classical and harp guitar. And then the two gentlemen, and now are they both from Germany? Is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
Ebert and Henrichs are both on flamenco guitar.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how these three got together? Does she live somewhere else?
No,
or she's
she
here?
Tours worldwide.
Okay.
And they actually met, I believe, in a guitar shop or a castle.
Love it.
And got together. So that's why it's called New World, because it's mm-hmm. her bluegrass influence and her influence with their flamenco.
Wow. And I like that. A guitar shop or a castle. Yeah, sure. Just like that.
Choice.
Or Germany. Both. Or perhaps, you know, perhaps it was both.
It
could be. So that is happening on the 22nd of July, which is a Sunday indeed, and your concerts usually are, although sometimes you've had double concerts, and you've had them on Saturday and Sunday, at 2 p.m. at the Raymond Theater. Now, how did you move from churches and to the Raymond Theater, which is a beautiful little theater?
Yes. Well, the churches wouldn't hold our audience anymore.
Ah, that's good for you.
And the sound is wonderful mm-hmm. in the Raymond Theater. The seats are nice.
Well, what was happening in the Raymond Theater before you started doing your gigs?
Mostly movies for a few years, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? So in this case, the group moved the theater mm-hmm. to, and you've had renovations have been done, and it's basically revitalized.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
It's been very exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Yes. Now, Anne, do you get to go to all the concerts?
I certainly do.
Wouldn't miss them, huh?
No.
I remember hearing Virginia's story about wanting to have something to do after church in the afternoons. Was that your motivation, or did you have other motivations?
Well, I was one of the original, and Virginia contacted me, and it sounded like a good idea, so I came on board.
And you live there in Raymond?
Yes, I do.
And I understand you're a writer?
Right.
Tell us a little quickie about that. We're just, you know, this is kind of an aside, but I've got you here in the studio, so let's hear it. What kind of stuff do you write?
Well, the past 9 years have been mostly for SAL. I've done all their publicity.
Oh, wonder you got her in.
Yes.
I do write for the local papers and do newsletters and such as that. But basically, I'm an SAL gal.
Boy, they were smart. You picture you picture people well. I see that. Okay. So what else is going to be going on at SAL? You have anything else happening this summer?
Not this summer.
Okay.
We'll be out at the fair and we'll be getting ready for next year. But pretty much next year, the 10th season will be favorites from the last 9 years.
Everybody's a return.
Really?
And they're wonderful, all of them.
And so you just contacted them and said, we would love to have you come back. And they said, absolutely, we'd love to. Where are they from, most of them?
Oh, everywhere.
So why don't you go ahead? You've got that right in front of you.
Well, the Alley Cats are out of Las Vegas. They front Jay Leno's shows.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, they are okay. Really great. I'm doing this out of order. Our first one is actually Mike Strickland.
Don't worry about the order or the dates. We just want to get people's.
And he is a wonderful pianist. He does a little bit of everything. A lot of humor and personality as well, not just a musician, but a performer.
Mm-hmm.
We have the most amazing accordionist I've ever heard. His name is Alexander Sebastian. And if you went into the theater and sat down and closed your eyes, you would think you were in a church with a pipe organ playing. And you open your eyes and there's this one little guy, well, not little, but one guy, he's little on a big stage, sitting on his chair playing this accordion. And I've never seen so many buttons on an accordion in my life.
Interesting. And he is from where, do you know?
From Canada now, but he was born and raised in Belarus.
Okay. Boy, see what I mean about they get the cream of the crop here. Go ahead.
Bron Journey. A lot of people around here might know him because he's from Shelton. He's not a guitarist.
Harpist,
thank you. Mm-hmm. And his wife is a soprano. And again, he's not just a musician. He's a wonderful musician. I see him on the TV music channels all the time.
I was just listening, and I didn't know where I got the CD, but now I know. I was listening to him. It's a CD about friendship. And he's got this whole list of songs.
He does great music. He's also an entertainer as well as a musician. Yeah. Most of our people are, though. I think they've got a lot of personality.
A glorious voice too.
His wife.
Oh, yes. She's got a lovely voice, and she's a really sweet lady.
I think that really makes a huge difference. When there's personality, just getting up there and playing, you could really have it on the radio.
Yeah.
Whereas when they're interacting with the audience, it becomes a personal
and
experience.
Tells little stories and things. We've got some cute stories, but we don't have time for that.
People will have to go. Let me just remind you, I'm speaking to, this is Cecilia talking now, and Virginia and Anne from Sunday Afternoon Live in Raymond, Washington. And they've been putting on concerts. They're in their 10th going into their 10th anniversary series. Who else you got? Give me two more.
Okay, Hank Kramer.
I
don't have to explain who he is.
Well, tell the audience. I know.
He's a singer, booming bass voice, a smooth picking on a vintage flat top guitar, and he's a man's man. He's been in the service. He does horses and farm stuff. I mean, he's a down-to-earth, solid guy.
Yeah, he's also a sea shanty.
I was forgetting.
Yeah,
thanks.
Well, that's why we know him here, because he has been here across the river, and he's terrific. Yeah.
He is great.
Yeah. And he likes women as well. Yeah, go on.
Brownsmead Flats.
Oh, I think I've heard of them.
Yes.
I've heard of them.
Their town a few minutes ago.
Yes.
They're an audience favorite.
Yes, they are.
They're our favorite, too. They're all over town because they're so gracious and generous. and constantly writing new songs. So that's always exciting. You never know what you're going to get.
The rain song is just a kick.
Yeah, but we're not going to play it today because we are loving our weather right now.
Yes, so. Right.
Well, sounds good. Now, how do people get hold of you or the schedule, tickets, all that kind of good stuff?
We have a website. It's SundayAfternoonLive.org. And 360-875-5831 for tickets.
Okay.
And the theater has actually 350 seats, so almost always there's room. So
almost.
Yeah. So
we've had a few sellouts. But,
So people
and our
can
tickets
just show
are
up.
Very inexpensive.
But we don't give prices. But,
sorry.
But I can attest to that. You are extremely accessible. And it's a beautiful drive if you happen to be in Astoria. And it's always guaranteed to be a good time. So it's a real community theater, beautiful space, and fine, fine music. Thank you so much for doing this all these years. Now, Cecilia, you were not around at the beginning, is that
no.
right?
No. Up 2 or 3 years ago? After you started.
Yeah, you've been here longer because you've been coming in with Virginia. Well, we really appreciate it. One quick question. Are all of the board members women?
Yes. I knew you were going to ask.
Did you? Yeah, I know. You started laughing before I finished my sentence. Well, I remember Andy, your husband, used to come in with you. And he still, I'm sure, does a lot of the grunt work, but you ditched him for all these other hard workers. And Andy, we love you, too. And it takes a whole community to make this happen, and that's what they've done in Raymond. How many folks in Raymond? And you have the other town right near
Raymond
Boston.
And South Bend are about 5,000 together.
Raymond and South Bend together. So, and you've just taken the bull by its horns and guided it into the music world. Thank you so much. Anything else we need to know?
There'll be a surprise. Just keep watching in the news. There's something big coming.
But we can't say it yet. Can we say that we sold tickets if we don't say what they're for? That people are coming from Rhode Island and Chicago.
Now you got me really curious.
So watch the website.
There you go. Check that website, SundayAfternoonLive.org. Okay, thank you so much. Virginia Carlson, Cecilia Seaman, and Ann Mergens from Sunday Afternoon Live in Raymond, Washington. Okay.
Thank you.
And coming up on the 22nd is the Tierra Negra and Muriel Anderson, and you can go to their website and get yourself some tickets or just show up and hope to get lucky. Coming up next in the music world, I have Courtney Marie Andrews, who is going to be at Kala Hip Fish Sunday, July 8th at 7 p.m. This is a big weekend for Kala because Sunday night they have three artists, Courtney and Rob Larkin and Joseph Ide, and Saturday night they have a whole world, and you're going to be introduced to that a little bit later in the show with Mindy Dillard and her Poison Apple show. So let's have a little bit of listen to Courtney and do stay tuned.
Diving for the gold in a Lake Geneva cold, swimming for your grandpa's lost treasure. Your tobacco fed the birds, your tongue it cast a curse on whoever dare try and keep you there another year. And the town it gawked at you as you sailed your wooden canoe through the lake in the harsh Swiss. Ooh.
that is Courtney Marie Andrews. Again, she'll be at Kala Hipfish on Sunday at 7 p.m. or Kala Hipfish. That's on Marine Drive between 10th and 11th. And with her will be Rob Larkin and Joseph Ide. And we may hear some of their music as well. It just depends because we have such a full show. And I have a full studio. However, I'm not sure who they all are. Two of them are clear. They're, you know, I can see their faces. I know who they are. And that would be Kirsten Horning. Hi, Kirsten.
Carol.
Whoops, how about I turn on the mics? There you go.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, and Kirsten, of course, has been here before. And Sam Jones. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Carol.
Now, do I know you?
Possibly from the community college.
Oh.
My ceramicist with Richard Roland at the college.
Okay. Well, that gives you a hint as to why they're here. And it's the Clatsop Community College Student Summer Awards Art Show. Now, the name of the show is Occupy the Arts, and we do have one artist here, Incognito. Would you like to tell us something about yourself? You can give us your name or your...
Sure. I came in disguise so no one would know my true identity.
Because, and it's a good idea because you never know who's watching through those microphones.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. You can't be too careful.
You
these
can't
days.
Be too careful, but we can say your name.
Yes, you may.
Okay.
My name is Lance Smith, but I also go by Switch, which is Switch Dance Lance, which means I'm ambidextrous in skateboarding and snowboarding.
Ah.
So it's switch for sure.
Switch Dance Lance?
Switch Stance.
Switch Stance,
yes.
Lance. Oh, that's great. Okay. Now, Switch, you also did this wonderful poster. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you for the compliment.
For Occupy the Arts. Whose idea was this to give it that title?
That would be me as well.
And everybody else went along with it?
Yeah.
Thought it was a good idea.
Thought it was a great idea.
I had to beat them into submission, but finally they gave in.
Wait a second. Switch, that's not the Occupy way. You know that.
I know. I was being facetious.
I know. So was I. So that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. So I am wondering, you've got, how many artists are going to be part of this show? Do you know offhand, any of you?
I think that there were going to be 8 or 9.
Okay.
That were participating.
How did this happen? I'm going to need you much closer to that. Let's just move the whole chair. Yeah, there you go. How did this come about? Because this is an awards art show. This isn't just student show. How did you get chosen? Who chose you? What's the story?
So there was another student show earlier in the summer.
Right.
That was juried by a professional artist. The selections for that show were made by a professional artist. And then from that show, art faculty at the college selected several students to kind of put on our own show.
So,
in July.
Okay. So you would have to have been in that show in order to be in this show, or did they bring in other students?
No, I was approached by faculty member and asked to exhibit my art as well. So as far as I know, it kind of just fell out of the sky.
Yeah, this is a first annual. That's very exciting.
Right.
So.
And from what I understand, most shows have 8 weeks to prep for this. We were given 4.
Mm.
So it's been an interesting journey. And
well, did most of you, I'll just speak with you three, unless you know about any of the other artists, jump in on that too. But did you have work that you were ready to use already, or did you create a new body of work, or how did that work for you?
Well, one of the things about the work that we displayed was that it could not have been exhibited anywhere else. So that...
Including at the college. Okay. So that does give... Either you have to have a lot of stuff in the closet or you have to get to work fast.
Right.
What'd you do?
Well, I had a lot of stuff in the closet, but I am also working on a couple of new pieces.
And tell us your form?
Well, actually, I have a couple of different art forms, mostly printmaking. So I have some monotypes. I have an etching that I have never shown before. And I also have some watercolors that I've never shown before.
Okay. Now, to clarify this, once the faculty chose the artists, did you get to decide which pieces go in? Those were not juried, is that right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. That's kind of nice, instead of sweating it and wondering, will they take my piece? Okay, what about you, Sam? What kind of work do you do, and where'd it come from?
Again, I'm a potter, mostly and exclusively in this show.
Okay.
Most of my work for this show is going to come from the Astoria Dragon Kiln. It's an Onagama Japanese-style wood fire kiln started by Richard Rowland, who's the ceramics professor at the community college, and continued by the Astoria community. And we just, week before last, we just had a week-long firing. We were throwing wood into the kiln for a week.
And that's 24/7, folks.
Yeah.
It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a full-time.
Yeah, in shifts, of course. So lots of ash glazes. That's where most of my work is going to come from for this show.
So the thing about the Onagama is you're never quite sure what's going to come out.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's different every time and depends on so many inputs. And
were you pleased with what?
Yeah, we were very pleased this time. Yeah, we had all the wood prepared beforehand. And
how many folks were involved, do you know, altogether?
I mean, it varies from the people that chop the wood, and there's, you know, huge amounts of people potentially, but in the firing, you know, 15 people
somewhere to keep
in that
it going.
Range. Yeah.
And did Patty feed you?
Yes.
Patty Rowland is the true hero of this, because she keeps these guys fed. Okay, and then Lance Smith, a.k.a. Switch. Stance Lance, I like that. Switch. What have you got for us, and where did it come from, your work?
Ooh, I have a whole array of things. I never really labeled myself as an artist. It's just been one of many forms of self-expression that I like to do to kill the time, I guess. But I have some sculpture, graphite, painting, some kind of interactive pieces. I don't really want to give away.
That's cool.
Come see it. Yeah. Come check it out.
Yeah, let's mention that right now. The show opens on the 12th. That's this coming Thursday. And I'm not sure. Do you know
how long? 6 p.m.
6 p.m., but how long will it be open? Will the show be up? Do you know?
Till August 2nd.
2nd.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's less than a month, so you do need to get in there. And the college gallery is straight up 16th. Take a left, go as far as you can, find a parking spot, and that's where the gallery is. So, Lance, do you live here?
I do. I've been here about 2 years.
And you've been taking classes with some of the instructors at the college?
Yes, I'm a pre-architecture student.
Okay. Oh, that's a long haul ahead of you, isn't it?
Yes.
A few more years. And so it was kind of a surprise. How do you feel about, you know, to me this sounds like a real honor to be chosen for the first annual awards art show. How do you guys feel about it?
I think it is an honor. I really was surprised when I got the email that I was going to be included. And
it was a huge honor for me. To be frankly honest, it brought tears to my eyes.
Wow, nice.
It was very special to me.
Yeah. Had you been making art before you started taking classes at the college?
Yes, yeah for many years.
Yeah. How about you, Sam? You're the youngest of the bunch here.
I've been taking classes at the college for about 2 years also, and I've been glad to get into the community there.
Were you doing art before, though?
I'd, you know, done some ceramics before with a friend of mine, but it really just got involved in the last couple of years here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was also honored to be in the show and glad to see so many other people getting involved. That's kind of what we're getting at with the Occupy the Arts theme here. We want the same as the Occupy movements happening everywhere else. People are getting involved in, you know, it's about people saying, we're here, we want to be involved in this political, economic process, and we're wanting to get people involved in the arts, and the community college seems like the place to do that in Astoria here.
And we all know that the arts are a huge part of the economy. Even when the artist doesn't make any money, all those people who come to town for the openings, maybe they buy art, but they certainly buy food and a place to stay, and they walk around and shop and tell their friends. So,
yes, could I add to that? We will be open Saturday evening for the art walk.
Oh, really?
And
okay,
also,
good.
For the opening of the show, we will be giving away 10 posters signed by all the artists to the first 10 people through the door.
Oh, okay, folks. So it starts at 6, but I have a feeling you can get there before. I would if I were you, because I got lucky enough to get one of these posters, and it's really, really lovely. And I also found the names of the other artists. So my three guests here are Switch Stance, Lance Smith, Sam Jones, Kirsten Horning. And then the other artists are some names you will recognize and some you might not. Bran Deister, or Dick, I don't know how he says his name, do you? Bran Deister. Emily Johnson, my neighbor in Brownsmead. Roger Halen, Therese Langevin or Langevin Frech. Whoo, that's a good one. Melanie Lessard, Elisa Vernon, and Mahala Watson. So all of these people are showing their art, opening Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at the Clatsop College Student Summer Awards Art Show. First annual Occupy the Arts, and it's time for all of us to do that. That's the way we're going to take over the world with the arts and culture. Thank you so much, all three of you, for coming in and for representing this excellent show. And I hope everybody's able to catch it. If you can't come opening night, for sure, stop by another time and support your local artists. So, thanks.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay. So I have some music coming up from Tony Furtado. And Tony is going to be at the Peninsula Arts Center. And that's on... In Long Beach, and they are they recently had their grand opening, although they've been happening for quite a while. They're having an open mic tonight, starts at 7. Tomorrow night is Tony Furtado. Have a listen. He's an award winner. It's his 15th album we've got here, and I think you're going to love it. KMUN 91.9, KTCB 89.5. Happy birthday, everybody.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down, had the radio on, I was driving in. Trees flew by, me and Dale were singing, little runaway, I was flying in. They're running down to the dream. So good, like anything's possible.
get cruise control, rub my eyes. Last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down the dream, never would come to me.
So, Tony Furtado, and he is going to be at the Peninsula Arts Center in Long Beach, Washington, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Folks, I hope you're writing all this down because there is so much going on this weekend, and you're going to need to choose some. He's on banjo, guitar, and slide guitar to the stage, and he was the winner of the National Banjo Competition in 87 and 91, and plays all kinds of genres. Phone number there, 360-642-2011. And not too far away, at the very same time, what can I tell you? That's what's happening this weekend. There's the Sou'Wester in Seaview. And tomorrow night, they're having Larry Yes and the Tangled Mess. And tonight, they're having a Neil Young tribute band, the My My Hey Hays. I don't know whether they make up these names or the bands do, but they're pretty fun. Tonight also is the Trash Art opening at the Hoffman from 6 to 8:30, tomorrow from 10 to 4, Sunday from 11 to 1. It's a fabulous, fabulous festival. Coaster opened with You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and it's showing tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And then Saturday at noon is the children's All About Aesop, a fabulous musical. And then Sunday and Wednesday and Thursday, Sunday at 7, Wednesday and Thursday at 8, is Arsenic and Old Lace. And Santrop has Billy D with Blues tonight, and Americana is at the Barn Playhouse in Tillamook. And right now I have with me my good friends for a long time, from Shanghai in Astoria. I know I don't sing it exactly the way you guys do, but, you know, that's my version, and
that's pretty good.
I'm sticking to it.
Let's put her on stage, Nate.
Yeah, oh, let's do. She's going to come do an audio for us.
You know, somebody somebody asked me, were you in that play? And I said, you know, it's been going on for so long, I'm not sure, but no. The true answer is no. You just closed Junior Shanghai. You opened last night with a big barbecue.
No, it's next week we open.
Oh, for God's sake.
There has been some publicity that got out there, I swear, last fall, and publicity never goes away.
Oh,
that is hilarious.
Tell me about it.
Well, that's good. That's good that you aren't open yet, because there are a lot of people who would be really sad at missing that fabulous barbecue.
It opens next week.
It opens Thursday night, the 12th, which is actually what I said to begin with, and then I
not your fault.
I miscorrected myself.
Something went wrong out there.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what's new. Now, have you ever directed this before, Nate?
Yeah, I directed it back in 97 and 98.
In 97 and 98.
Yes.
Nate Buchholz is my friend. He sends very funny emails. But other than that, he was kind of out of the scene for a while, hasn't he been?
A long time. He moved to Florida. What was that all about?
What a silly thing for
money.
Him to do. Oh, I see.
Wife, that sort of thing, you know.
Oh, God.
You're too fair to live in Sun Country, Nate.
Well, I survived 10 years, but I had to come back.
Yeah, well, we're certainly glad you did. Nate's a fabulous actor as well as, we're going to find out, director, too.
Thank you.
So how's it been coming back to
Yeah, I love it. I had 10 years in Florida, and I like 2 years after I was there, I was ready to come back. It's just, there's nothing like it up here.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and I can imagine.
Not many hurricanes or tropical storms hit the North Coast here. So.
It's true, but the weather is always relatively mild, too, and it's not, you know, people think it's muggy, but it's not here.
Yeah.
And besides, did you do theater in Florida?
You know, the whole time I was there, I got involved in one show, and that was A Christmas Carol.
That's a waste of talent. You must have been a busy guy.
I was.
Okay.
Be trying to be a family man.
All right. So I'm not going to ask you any personal questions because I don't know the answers, and I don't want to embarrass anybody on the air. You feel free to say anything you like.
But we'll just say I'm back.
You're back. Okay. And we're glad. You know, so did you jump right back in with Astor Street? Or?
Yeah, as soon as I could. I got back and planted my feet for 6 months to get planted, and then I hopped right in last summer with Shanghai.
Right.
Assistant director last summer. And I did the Scrooge in Astoria with Judy and Lewis and Clark with Judy, and back onto Shanghai again.
All right. Judy, how does it feel to have him back?
Oh, my God. I get a vacation. It's so nice. I go down to rehearsals for like an hour, and everybody's happy. Everybody's content. Oh, it's all nice. On schedule. Well, guys, I'm going home to my garden. Thanks so much.
That's wonderful. Well, it's, you know, it's nice to have an old-timer around.
Oh, yeah. Trained by Del Corbitzy, Dr.
There
Del.
There you go. There yeah. you go. Well, now, are you going to be in... acting? Are you going to be doing some acting as well? Not in Shanghai necessarily, of course.
We're not in Shanghai, but yeah. I'd still like to stay on stage.
Yeah, good, good, because we like to have you there. So this is the 28th season of Shanghai, and it's running through September 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it opens next Thursday
with a gourmet barbecue by Baked Alaska.
Yeah,
Chef Holland.
So now, do people need to make get their reservations?
Reservations and 325-6104 or online. They can do it online. It's a really easy thing to do. It's you make a call, you leave a message. Chris Lynn calls you back. Either way.
Chris Lynn, the famous singer with the North Coast Symphonic Band.
She was awesome.
That was terrific, yeah. And so were all the actors in the audience there. So it's happening Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30 all summer. And then on Sundays, I think you have four matinees at 2 o'clock.
Right.
So the first one is July 22nd. The others are in August and September.
Right.
So what you need to do is check your calendars, give a call, or what is the website?
AstorStreetOperyCompany.com.
Oh, well, that's easy enough, and it's looking good, I see. So that's a good thing.
Thank you, Bob Goldberg.
Okay. my alter ego here. Okay. Now, you also have Miss Vivian and Miss Virginia, and I already bought one button.
Good.
Tell folks what that is.
It's our major fundraiser for the year. The executive board has taken it over this year and is really trying to beef it up and get it excited. It's the ninth year, and we have over 17 different coffee houses and bars involved in trying to raise money for the Astor Street Opry Company, while the bars try to win the contest to become the Miss Vivian of the town, and for the coffee houses, the Miss Virginia, and it all ends in a costume ball on August 18th at the Playhouse after the show.
So how do people get their little doodles?
They have to go to the supporting taverns, bars, and or coffee houses, which will the publicity is coming out as we speak, which ones are involved, but pretty much all of them.
Yeah, I hadn't even been thinking of it, but I stopped by one of the coffee houses in town to meet a friend, and there was a basket of buttons. I'll take one.
That's what those are.
Down my money.
The money goes all to the Astor Street Opry Company. So
I love it.
Give us
photos
support.
Of the various baristas, or
and
whatever.
They win the accolades, the trophies, and the sashes and the crowns.
And
I mean,
community works together to make it happen.
That's
and
right.
That's the most important.
Every
part.
Dollar counts.
Is that is that one of the things that feels so good coming home, Nate?
Oh yeah, it's the Opry Company's grown so much and have their own building now. You know, it's good not to be building hopping anymore.
Yeah. And
it's come a long way.
And you know, we still don't have toilets, though. But we're working on it.
Well, no, they have the
plan
what,
is
honey,
in place.
Honey pots, whatever you want to call them outside.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. It's not good enough. But keep that money coming and the toilets will be there, you know?
Definitely.
Is this the kind of thing you talk about on an art show? Absolutely. Why not?
Well, I'd like to see people do it without it. Without toilets. Think about that for a few seconds.
Hey, are you going to be having raffles as well, baskets or
we
anything
do raffles
like that?
All
we
the do, time. A lot of donors. You know, we have over 250 different sponsors, and that's a lot of what they do is give us raffle stuff.
It's real community, and the beauty is that it involves the whole community and the children as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's feel good. It's fun. It's silly. And also, Astor Street Opry produced some serious theater this year, and I was thrilled. Kiahu Rolf's plays, and there's going to be more of that, isn't there, Judy?
There is. That's the goal. Keep the theater thriving.
Yeah,
great.
Come on.
Well-rounded.
Down. Yeah, we got a lot of people come in and give their summer, and they get back audiences, they mm-hmm. give their all, and they enjoy that. So it's
bring them.
Come
keep,
on down.
Keep them coming back.
Show them some praise.
Check out the website, AzteStreetOpry.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And welcome home.
Oh. I'm back.
don't wreck the joint. Welcome home, Nate Buchholz and Judy Nyland. And do stay tuned. I've got some special music coming to you from Mindy Dillard, my last guest for the day.
Come and find me in the wilderness. I am drinking from this spring. I'm taking everything as it comes. There's forgiveness in the wilderness. My arms around this oak. The trees become my clothes. I run. Am I running away or running toward? 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 I'm not hiding in the wilderness. I am gathering some food and searching out the clues to where I'm from. There is darkness in the wilderness, but I can hear my voice better without the noise and the sun. Am I running away or running toward? Am I running away or running toward? Am I running away?
That's a huge question, and my guest Mindy Dillard is asking it in this song. Am I running away or running toward? I think many of us have dealt with that question, only the big difference is that Mindy's dealing with it in a fabulous production called How to Survive a Poison Apple. Now, how do I know it's fabulous? Because I've been watching her for the last how many years?
Three or so.
When you first came to town and you started doing some of this stuff, and I went, oh my God, I love it. What are you doing with it? And you said you were putting it together into an opera, and you did it.
Yeah, and it's taken a long time. A lot of the songs that are in it, there's about six songs in it at the moment. It sort of is a fluid thing at the moment, and I'm kind of open to where it might go. But a lot of the songs had their beginning seeds about 3 years ago, which was only about a year and a half or so into when I was actually writing songs and had been doing more music as a singer-songwriter versus being in theater as an actress. So I've been kind of experiencing
The theater came first.
Yes.
No wonder you're so good at it. Oh.
Right. I went to college for theater. And
now it comes together because you are definitely theater. You are an amazing performer. And then you start putting these stories into music, and it's just, it's wonderful. And I want to big congratulations to you for getting this far and continuing to go. And your whole life has changed in these last few years, too.
Yes, definitely. It's been quite a roller coaster and quite wild, really. Sometimes I'm just kind of like, I don't even know what I'm doing. What am I doing? And suddenly I'm in Astoria, and I'm on Carol's radio show, and I'm doing the play tomorrow. And last weekend was the opening of it in Portland. I did two
nights. How did that go?
It went great. I had this great audience on Friday night, and afterwards, my partner, Eric, he said something in the car. He said, like, because you got people to sing with you at the end, and it went from being this, like, just this performance art piece to being a ritual healing experience for audience and artists combined. And I thought that was so cool. I was like, that's what I want!
Did you plan on that? Or did it evolves as well?
It has, the whole thing has really evolved. And as far as the audience singing at the end at that showing, I had no idea if they would do that or not. I've been working with a mentor, and I was like, wouldn't it be great if they sang with me? And
just move back a little bit from, yeah, there you go.
I was kind of like, wouldn't it be great if they sang with me at the end of the show? And she was like, well, that would be great, but let's not bank on that because they might not want to. And so it was really thrilling when they did. And what the show is about a journey towards fullness. And fullness, as I define it in the show, which is actually the dictionary definition that I read of it or that I speak, also includes imperfectness and includes hard things that happen, and includes even things like when you make someone mad at you and all the things that make you feel shame. And in my piece, the poison apple is really not the traditional poison apple that you think of. I mean, to me, I've created this whole symbolism behind it that I'm really still figuring out, I think. But I think what I've got today is that it represents shame. And for me, the shame that I've felt has then kind of manifested in two different major ways. And one was having an eating disorder. I experienced anorexia when I was in college, even though it wasn't as severe as, you know, some people, when they think of anorexia, think of like 75-pound girls. And I was more like 100 pounds. And I never went into, you know, treatment, like a real formal treatment at a home or something. But I did experience extreme food obsession and restriction of myself. And that was what I tied to my self-worth. And then it was interesting because then the other piece of the shame, the other manifestation, which is being afraid to speak out, that's kind of come as I've then transformed into more of like a public speaker or this singer-songwriter person that I have a lot more autonomy over when and how I get to perform, which is great. But then because I wasn't so much dealing with the eating thing anymore, because I'd kind of dealt with that, kind of, you know, I mean, it always kind of is there. But then it became about I'm worried that people aren't going to like me. I'm worried that people...
Which is a fairly universal fear, which is why, you know, that's why I say I think a lot of what you're dealing with, not necessarily the specifics, like an eating disorder, it could be any kind of, but the fears, the shame, the embarrassment, the guilt, the loneliness, all of these things are universal, but most of us aren't able to put these things into a theater piece. We're not able to express them in a way. And some people do go through 20 years of therapy and maybe come out on the other end, you know, or maybe not. But that's what I'm so excited about, because I didn't know anything about you. The first time I saw you, I can picture you right now. You wore those outrageous clothes. You looked so fabulous. And you just captured the hearts of everyone in that room. It was at Red Hair, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was it was so exciting and so refreshing. And so I'm just thrilled that you have stayed with it and kept on moving. Now, this is a one-woman show, but Eric is going to be Eric McEwen, who himself is a very fine singer-songwriter, and I've played his music on my folk shows as well. I have his album. Is going to be playing music in the background?
Yeah, Eric and I both play electric guitars in the show, but Eric accompanies me, and he's not on stage with me. He's, you know, kind of like my pit orchestra. He's a very, very talented musician, and we've been working together to make his part be really a good accompaniment that's not overwhelming, but that's really complementary to what I'm doing. And I'm really happy with how it's turned out. And
excellent. Well, we're running out of time. I do want to just remind folks this is happening tomorrow evening, 8:30 p.m., Saturday, July 7th, at Gala at Hipfish, and that's 1017 Marine Drive. Doors open at 8. It's first come, first serve. Ages 10 and older. So don't bring the teeny ones, but 10 and older, depending on your what you decide on the maturity. But it's, I think, whatever level people get it at, it's going to be entertaining in a certain way, too. Mm-hmm. Just the whole theater of it, as well as the sound. And Mindy has been here before with Eric as Heartroot. They've played on Troll Radio. They've played together in other places. And
At
Fort George, right? And they're going to be leaving this area. So we are thrilled that you're both here this weekend and able to give us this production of yours. Anything else we must know? And then I'm going to close up the show and just let people know this is, you know, this is something I highly recommend for anyone who wants to see, because this is, you're not going to catch it another time in the next while. This is the big chance.
Yeah. Well, I just really want to say thanks for having me on.
You bet.
And I want to say that, you know, happily ever after endings, they aren't like what you think of that they are, but and my show is not about like a happily ever after ending, but it's about how non-happily ever after endings are actually okay and are full.
Right. And Mindy's life is good.